And that was Old Soul by Judy Ann Jackson. Judy Ann is going to be one of the performers at the next Writers in the Round showcase that's sponsored by the Tampa Bay Area Singer-Songwriters Alliance. The showcase is at 7C Music, which is at 535 22nd Street South in the Warehouse Arts District here of St. Pete. And I have the producer of the event and the head honcho at the Tampa Bay Area Singer-Songwriters Alliance on the phone, Charles Mellon, to talk to us a little bit about the event and what the Alliance is all about. Charles, thanks so much for calling in. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Jay?
I'm doing just great. So before we get into the showcase, let's have you give our listeners a little insight into what the Tampa Bay Area Singer-Songwriters Alliance is all about.
Yes. So I had a group of people that I had talked to a while back, probably about, I would say, 10 years ago, about doing something similar to the Bluebird Cafe version of the Writers in the Round. And after going up there a handful of times, and I actually had one point where I actually met with the owner, she sat down and really told me kind of the ins and outs of what how and how she actually developed the round. And after that, I came back to some people from doing it. And so I did a couple of rounds over at the Don Cesar, and then I did a couple of rounds over at Caddy's downtown St. Pete. And then, luckily enough, I connected with Dave Hostler and Joel Hostler over at 7C Music. And we got it started there, and we haven't left since. And this show that we're doing coming up April 26th is going to be the 22nd show, and it has been absolutely phenomenal. We've got so many really, really good writers in this area that we have quite a few that are coming and participating in this whole event. It's been a lot of fun. And then as far as the Tampa Bay Area Singer-Songwriter Alliance, it's an informational page on Facebook that kind of gives the writers in the area some of the things that we're doing and a part of, and kind of giving them some guidelines and ideas that way. So it's strictly pretty much informational.
Well, and it's very obvious, Charles, that you really struck a nerve, because these songwriter showcases have really popped up all over the place. So kudos on you for kicking it all off and giving these artists an opportunity to share their songs and the stories behind them.
Yes. Yeah, it has. It really has exploded and taken off, which is awesome. And, you know, I had somebody ask me the other day, aren't you concerned about competition? And I'm really not, because I really do feel that the more of this type of thing that is out there, the more singer-songwriters have at their fingertips to get involved with them and play their music out live. So it's a win-win for everybody. It is.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think the more we can give exposure to local music, local musicians, particularly original music, I think it's a cliche, but I think it absolutely is true. Rising tide lifts all boats.
Absolutely, absolutely. So this show that we do have coming up, I also wanted to mention, happens to have our pro writer from Nashville Songwriter Association International. Our pro writer, who happens to be Bud Tower, is actually performing in this show. So we're really excited to have him part of this show, and it's going to be a blast. I think people are really going to be surprised. I think even some of our members are going to be very, very surprised at Bud's skill and some of his writing as well. We have looking forward to it.
Yeah, and in addition to Judy Ann and Bud, who else do you have playing?
So we have Madeline, who actually plays with a band quite a bit, too. She does solo. And she plays with a band that's called Madeline and the Southern Gypsy Band. And Madeline is a writer, obviously, but she is somebody that also wants to promote writing in her area, which is up towards Brooksville. And so she's been doing, she had her first Writers in the Round up there, and went very well. So she's in the process of building some of the writers that are locally up in that area. And I'm connecting with her very soon on some other projects as well, and looking forward to that. And then my fourth writer is going to be Tanner Boyle, who adds a real different flavor to this particular group. He has a real kind of a funky soul blues mix that is just absolutely incredible. And he's done a lot of stuff in the area as well with all the new venues that are doing the live music, original music type stuff.
Now that's great. Well, you've got four just superb singer-songwriters, and these showcases are always just a wonderful opportunity to not just hear some great music, but also kind of connect with the artists and get a little backstory on how they develop these songs.
Correct. Yeah, it's an insight, and it's a real intimate setting. Absolutely phenomenal sound setup that Joel and David Hassler have done for us, and it's a blessing to our community without doubt.
Absolutely. Well, April 26th, Wednesday, doors open at 6:30. This is a ticketed event. It's at 7C Music, 535 22nd Street South, and they're in the Warehouse Arts District here of St. Pete. Thanks so much for calling in, Charles.
Thank you, Jay. Talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks again, and you are listening to Radio St. Pete, Sunshine 96.7 FM, your community radio station, where local music lives.